Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you are doing right now in our lives. Thank you for great things you will still do for us. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for your divine preservation. Thank you for your divine defense. Thank you, Lord, for doors you have opened unto us. Thank you for new heights you're taking us into. Thank you for making difficult things easy unto us. Thank you for destroying causes of the enemy speaking against us. Thank you for releasing your blessings into our lives. Thank you for opening our eyes to see the wonders of your grace and love and nature and kingdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you for teaching us your righteousness, your ways, your truths, your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for making us stronger than our weaknesses. Thank you for making us stronger than sin and temptations. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for many things you have taught us through these Bible study classes in time past. We thank you for more things you are still going to teach us to make us perfect in all your ways. Lord, I ask that as we gather before you in this very moment to learn at your feet, oh Lord, we have your Spirit in us. By your Holy Spirit in us, teach us great things right here, right now. As the teaching will be coming forth from my mouth, I ask, oh God, that you give everyone that will be listening divine understanding of your truths in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Thank you for you will edify us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that you're going to learn something new from the Lord. Even if it is what you have had before, I believe the Spirit of the Lord will bless you with new things, new knowledge, new revelations. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. You know, we have been teaching on the topic that says building a strong discerning spirit. Building a strong discerning spirit. And I have thought a lot on this theme. We have looked at the introduction. We have looked at the part one. We are now in the part two. Yeah, and the part two is what I call understanding the negative influence your soul and body have on your spirit. Understanding the negative influence your soul and body have on your spirit. Yeah, and then we started with a point. You know, there are many points under the part two. And we started with point one last week, which I called the deception of reality. That is point one. The deception of reality, or how darkness changed our reality. Yeah, I remember I didn't finish with this point one last week. Yeah, how darkness changed our reality. I have not finished talking on this point. So I'm going to continue from where I stopped last week. Yeah, I remember I told you that I'm going to expose to you how what you see with your physical eyes might not, you know, might not actually be what you are seeing. Yeah, I said you might buy bread in the market, and the bread look to your physical eyes as a bread, and as a matter of fact, even after you cut that bread and put it in your mouth, it still tastes like a bread. Whereas the spiritual, or maybe I should put it this way, the real nature of what you are eating is actually not a bread. I mean, you bought a bread in the market, and you are eating it, and it tastes like a bread. But in the reality, what you are eating, or what you bought in the market, is not a bread. Yeah, so I remember I told you last week that I will explain to you how certain things we eat on daily basis, we buy in the market, we use on daily basis, how they are not what they appear to be. Yeah, though they look like what we see them to be, whereas they are not what they appear to be. Yeah, so maybe I should just start from there. Then we look at some more scriptures. Yeah, I remember I told you that the whole world is so polluted. I mean, the whole world is so polluted with darkness. Yeah, such that to overcome the darkness that has filled the whole earth, we must stop believing in the reality of this earth. I mean, to overcome the darkness that has filled the earth, you must stop believing in their reality, because they are not real. Yeah, I remember I said we must start believing against the reality that is in this world, because whatsoever is in this world is opposite of what is in the kingdom of God. Yeah. Or maybe I should put it this way. Over 95% of all that you see in this world is going in a direction that is opposite of the things in the kingdom of God. So it's more like they are against the kingdom of God. Yeah, that is why to overcome the darkness that is in this world, we must not follow the tide of the things in this world. You must not follow the understanding of this world. You must not follow the knowledge of this world. You must not believe in them. Even if they appear real. Yeah. For instance, in science, they told us that they taught us about the law of gravity. Yeah, the law of gravity, which says whatsoever you throw up is going to fall down. If you pick a stone and throw it up, the stone will come down. Yeah, as real as that law sounds, or as real as that law appears, it is not real in the kingdom of God. Yeah, because the Bible showed us how Jesus walked on water. Yeah. The Bible showed us how Jesus walked on water. And he did not sink inside the water. Yeah. So, which means that the laws that governs this earth is not the same with the laws that govern the kingdom of God. Or the law that governs this world is not the same with the laws that governs the kingdom of God. Except if the people on earth surrender to the law that governs the kingdom of God. And it also means that if God wants to execute his will and plans on earth, many times God will be telling you to do contrary to what everybody do on earth. God will be giving you instruction to believe in an opposite direction to the way people believe things on earth. So to show you that God does not embrace the reality of this world. So there's another reality that we are supposed to follow as Christians. Yeah, I'm not saying that God did not create the law of gravity. Yeah, but as far as God is concerned, that law, is real if it agrees with his will. So if God has to do something that requires that law of gravity be destroyed, God will do it. And that is when we say a miracle has happened. Because God did things that is beyond the laws of the earth. Yeah. So if we begin to embrace the realities that are in God's kingdom, we will begin to see how God is against many of the realities that are in this world. Yeah, you will begin to see how God does not agree with many of the realities that are in this world, because they do not glorify him. Yeah. Because they glorify darkness and not him. So now, let me come back to what I was saying earlier. I said that it is possible that what you think is real is not actually what you think it is. I mean, it is possible that what is appearing to you is not actually what it is appearing to be. Now, there was a time God was talking to me about the operations in the kingdom of darkness. Yeah. And he was telling me how the kingdom of darkness are creating things, producing things, and sending those things into the earth. Yeah. God was telling me how we have companies in the realm of darkness. I mean, manufacturing companies. Companies where they manufacture things. Just as you could have companies, I mean, industrial companies on earth where they produce, you know, cement, they produce agricultural products. Just as you could have textile companies where they produce clothes or cosmetic companies. Yeah. You know, we have a lot of companies out there and organizations. Yeah. Even companies that produce canned foods that are inside, I mean, foods that are inside cans. Yeah. So, the Lord was telling me that there are companies in the realms of darkness, and they are producing things, and they are sending those things into the earth. They produce those things outside of this earth, and they send those things into the earth for human beings to consume them. Yeah, and he was telling me that the marketplaces are filled with many of these things. You can name anything you go to market to buy, whether they are clothing, materials or dressings, or whether they are food items, or whether they are drinks, or items people use for beauty. Yeah, he said they produce these things in the realm of darkness, and they send them into this earth for people to use. Now, the Lord was telling me that that what they use in producing many of those things are not what people on earth would have used to produce them. Let me set an example. Let's say, for instance, I'm not trying to scare you, but I just want to expose something to you. Let's say, for instance, a Jews would have been, I mean, if human beings are to produce or manufacture orange juice, you know, they would go to the farm, harvest the oranges, and process it, and then it becomes a juice. Yeah, but now let's say, for instance, in the kingdom of darkness, they decide to use human blood, and they did witchcraft on the human blood and turned the human blood into a juice, and then they send it to the earth for people to buy. So when people buy that juice, they think they are buying juice, not knowing that they're actually buying human blood. I'm just using that as an example. I'm not saying that the Jews, they sell your country is not the right of how what you call a jeans or a bread or whatever is the thing you buy in the market, how that thing could be something else. Yeah, we have some items in the market that are that have demons in them, literally. If God can open your hands, we have some items in the market that are demons, literally. If you hold them, you can literally see demons in them. Yeah. We have some of the items as perfumes, as creams, air attachments or air extensions, and many other stuff like that. Yeah. So we have things in this world, in marketplaces, that are not what they appear to be. Yeah, so this is, these are reasons why follow your human senses. Don't follow the reality that your human senses is showing you. Follow the realities that your spirit wants to show you. Yeah, that is my point for giving you this example. Follow the reality that your spirit wants to show you. You know, earlier I talked about the law of gravity. Do you know that your spirit can float on the air? Or do you know that angels in heaven, some of them, or many of them, their feet does not touch the ground. They float on the air. So, which means that they don't believe in the law of gravity. Yeah, because the law of gravity is what is making us to walk on the ground. And if you jump up, you still come down because there is law of gravity. Yeah, but there's a reality, your spirit man want to show you. And if you embrace that reality, you will begin to behave opposite against the realities of this world. You begin to see beyond what your physical senses are seeing. Yeah, there are some items that when I hold those items with my hands, immediately I knew that this is not from this earth, that this item is polluted, is not from here, and I couldn't use them. Yeah, I could know because I have a discerning spirit. So I could know that this thing looked like it looked like nothing is wrong with it. But when I touch it, I knew something is wrong with it. And I couldn't use it. Because I could sense the demons inside those things. So these are physical things many people use on a daily basis. Yeah. The Lord was telling me that we have creatures in the realm of darkness that there are, they are immortals because they are fallen angels. They have been with God in heaven before they fell. So, and then he said one of the things these immortals can do is that they can create realities that does not have realities that are not what they are appearing to be. Yeah, so he said these fallen angels, they could create things that will be real to you. It's more like witchcraft and sorcery. So they could create things that have no essence, but they are real. They have no essence. When I mean they have no essence, is that those things does not have the raw material those things does not have the raw material of the normal the normal version of them. Yeah. I would like to explain it for you to understand. Yeah, it's more like a demonic creature just waves his hand, and as that demon waves his hand, then some beautiful clothes just appear. Yeah, and then you could touch the clothes, you could see it, you can even wear it. But that cloth is not the real cloth. It's not like the one that that were produced through cotton. You know, cotton is the raw material that they use to produce clothes. So it's not like the one that were produced properly on earth. But they look alike. You can't really differentiate except by the Holy Spirit in you. What I'm trying to say is that when you see a demonic cloth that is not manufactured here on earth, and the one that was manufactured here on earth, if you see the two, you won't be able to differentiate, because they will look just the same. Yeah, they will look just the same. So that's what I mean by these demonic creatures. They can create realities, but their realities their realities does not have essence. Yeah. The raw material is not there. They just create it to deceive and to make people use it. Because once people use it, they get initiated into terrible, dark covenants. Yeah, they get initiated into terrible demonic covenants, and they get, they get captured by the kingdoms of darkness. So this is why you must build a strong discerning spirit. I'm saying all of this not to scare you, but to make you realize why you must grow as a Christian. Yeah, and why you must have a strong discerning spirit. Yeah. Yeah, very, very important. Maybe you have wondered why you keep rising and falling. As a believer, every time you felt you are getting stronger spiritually, every time you felt like you are now living a holy life, you are growing spiritually, you are overcoming your weaknesses, and then suddenly you just fall again, and then you become enslaved by the same things you thought you have overcome. Yeah, maybe that has been happening to you. It could be that there is something you are using on a daily basis that is not from this earth. It could be that there's something you are hitting that is not from this earth. So as much as you use those things on yourself, you keep getting weak spiritually. Yeah, because there are deadly covenants behind these items. So once you use them, get weak spiritually and you fall spiritually. Yeah, so this is why you have to develop a strong discerning spirit. Now, there was this woman who had spent many years in the kingdom of darkness before she was delivered and now became an evangelist of Jesus Christ. Yeah. In one of her confessions, she said, because she was an agent of Satan, she has worked for Satan for years. Yeah. In one of her confessions, she said that she would go to Christian gatherings, especially when Christians are having parties. Maybe Christians are celebrating some parties, like they're having conferences or conventions, or the church is doing an anniversary or something, and then and then Christians gather together, and then there are cows they have to kill. I mean cows, animals like cows that we have to kill, and you know, and eat as meat. Yeah. So she said she would go to those parties and she would turn. I'm not saying all these things to scare you. I'm just trying to prove a point. Yeah. So she said that she would go to those parties and she would turn the cow into a human being. Yeah. She said they would look for somebody among the members of the church that is sick. Yeah. So she said they would use witchcraft and do an exchange such that Christian that is sick, the spirit or the soul of that sickness will be transferred. The soul or spirit of that sick person, sick Christian, would be transferred into that cow. Yeah. So which means they turn the cow into a human being. So immediately the Christians, immediately they kill the cow, that sick Christian among them would just die immediately. And not only that, he said, everybody that eats from that cow are eating human flesh. And that's because they have literally turned the cow into a human being. So it's like, she said, they make Christians hit themselves through witchcraft and through the foods we eat. So they turn a cow, which, you know, keeps looking like a cow, but they have turned it to human, and we don't know. Yeah, and said everyone that eats of that food will be polluted before God, because they have eaten something that is not human. I mean something that is not animal. Yeah. So that is just one of many things that the kingdom of darkness is doing at this time, to pollute the earth and to turn us into abominations. Yeah, and then you begin to wonder why is it that I pray for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, and yet I can't feel God's presence. I can't connect with the Holy Spirit. I can't see visions. I can't hear from God. It's because we consume a lot of things that has turned us into abominations. That God cannot connect with us because of many things we eat and drink and use that have changed us into another being. In the sight of God. So this is why your spirit must become a strong discerning spirit so that you can overcome, so that you will know things not to use, and you will know how to pray on a daily basis. You will know how to pray, how to receive grace to overcome those pollutions. Yeah, so I hope you understand everything I have said. So now let's continue. I just felt I need to say those things so that you will take your relationship with God serious, and so that you can trust God for revival in your spirit, soul, and body, and for empowerment, and of course, for revelations, that God will begin to open your eyes and show you the reality behind this physical reality. So there's a reality behind the realities that you see in this world. And you need to see that reality, because what many of us are seeing in this world is not real. The one that is real is invisible to us. I mean, what is real is not what many of us are saying. I pray Lord give you more understanding. So now we're going to look at more scriptures. We are still in the first point that says the deception of reality. The deception of reality. How darkness changed our reality. Yeah. So let's look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18. Of 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18. Yeah, I read. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So how do we know the original reality? Yeah, we know the original reality by how long they will be around. We know that something is real by how long that thing will be alive, or will survive, if I can put it that way. Yeah, so that is how we know what is real. So here the Bible tells us that we are not to look at the things that can be seen, or the physical things, because they are temporal. But we should look at the things that we can't see, for those things are eternal. So eternal things are actually the real things. Yeah, because they remain forever. So the things that don't remain forever are not real. Yeah. And you as a Christian should not look at those things. You should not be controlled by those things. You should not seek those things. You should not follow after those things. Yeah, because they are temporal. They are temporal. And as a matter of fact, If you want God to unveil or uncover the mysteries behind what you see in this earth, you must have repented and make up your mind that I want to focus on eternal things and not the earthly things. Yeah, that is how you will receive grace to begin to know the mysteries that that governs the same things, the physical things. You will know those mysteries by not following after the physical things, by following after eternal things. Then God will begin to show you the kingdoms of darkness that are behind many of the things we see in this world. I don't know if I get my point. If you are a Christian that is so carnal, and everything you are always thinking about and longing after is all the things that will perish in this world. You're always thinking about having more money, building houses, or having cars, getting married, having children, or all the things that will end with this world. If you're always thinking about those things, then there's no how you will see the invisible realms that are behind the physical things that we see in this world. There's no how you will discern that realm if your focus is on earthly things. You won't be able to discern the dark mysteries behind this visible world if you are following after the physical things. I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah, so that is one of the things you have to correct in your perspective of life. Yeah, you have to correct your focus, what you're focusing on, and what you are seeking after. If those things are not eternal, then you will be controlled and deceived by the physical things that are actually temporal. Yeah. Because I said it during the last class that everything that we see in this realm, they were created or they were being produced or they were produced from the spirit realm. Everything that we see in this physical realm, they came out of the spirit realm. So to understand the physical things that we see in this world is to understand the spirit realm that produced them. Yeah. So you need to relate with the physical things in this world from their source. Yeah. So if you're not connected to the source that produced the physical things that are in this world, it means that devil will use the physical things that are in this world to pollute you, to corrupt you, to control you, to mislead you, and of course to destroy you. Yeah, we still get to that point. How devil use the physical things to destroy. Now let's look at another scripture in Genesis chapter 3 verse 7. Genesis chapter 3 verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig trees together and made themselves aprons. This was what happened after Adam and Eve ate the fruit God said they should not eat. Yeah. Their eyes were opened. Yeah. And they realized that they had been naked. And they went to cut fig leaves and sew those leaves together. Yeah. To cover themselves. Now, their eyes were opened to a new reality, but their eyes were closed to another reality. Yeah, before their eyes were so opened to the invisible realities that they did not even realize that they were naked in this visible reality. I don't know if you are getting my point. So their eyes were so connected to the invisible realm that they couldn't even realize that they were naked in the visible realm. But the moment their eyes were shut to the invisible realm, then they now realized that they had been naked. Then their eyes was now opened to this visible realm. So now there's a revelation in this truth, and the revelation is that if we are now going to begin to see the invisible realm, then our eyes must now be closed to this visible realm. That is how we have access to invisible realities, which, as I've said earlier, is the real realities. Yeah. So to begin to see the real realities, which the Bible says the things that are not seen, the invisible. To begin to see the invisible, then it means your eyes must be closed to the earthly realities, the physical realities. Now, that doesn't mean that you should go and blindfold yourself, or you should wrap a cloth over your eyes, or cover your eyes with clothes. That is not what it means. It's all about your mind. Yeah, it means your mind must be renewed. Yeah, so it means you need to be seeing everything in this world through the knowledge of the scriptures, through the mind of Christ. So it means you don't interpret things in the world as they appear to be. You begin to interpret the things in this world as the scripture presents those things. So you begin to see the things of the world through the eyes of the scripture, through the understanding of the scripture, and also through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, and through the mind of Christ. So you don't just believe what is appearing to you until God says that. You don't believe whatever appears to you as the truth until it is confirmed in the Word of God and in the mind of Christ. So you need to start seeing differently from how the eyes in your head or the eyes on your head sees. So the moment you begin to have a change of heart about this reality, then you begin to have access to the invisible realm. So some people think seeing divine revelations is just about, you know, dreams. It's just about having some prophetic dreams or some encounters in your dream, divine encounters in your dreams, or divine encounters that comes to you like a vision, or you have a open vision, or you have, or you just see an angel appear to you. Usually the process to having your spiritual eyes opened does not just happen suddenly. Yeah. It doesn't just happen suddenly like somebody just tap you from your back, and then as you look your back, then you just, you know, start seeing another realm. It does not happen suddenly just like that. So the process to seeing the invisible starts from your mind. Yeah, you have to begin to think differently, as though you don't belong to this world. Not even as though, as Christians, we don't belong here. So you begin to think differently, like someone who is not living here on earth. So you begin to reason differently. You interpret situations differently. Yeah, so it starts from your mind. So once your mind is not thinking differently from the way others think, the way people on earth think, then the gate to the invisible realm starts opening to you. So then how do you change your mind? It's through the word of God. It is through the word of God that you begin to have a new reasoning, a different mindset. So you study the word of God, believe the word of God, apply the word of God to your life. Make the word of God your own. Personalize it, believe it, apply it, and make it the standard for your home, for your realities. Make it the standard for the realities you want to believe. So don't believe what some people are saying on the news. If it can be, if you can't confirm it in the Bible, don't believe it. Whatever you read on the newspapers, whatever you read on the internet, whatever doctors are saying about your body, they're telling you that this is what is going on here in your body, and it means you have a disease that is incurable. Don't believe all of that, in as much as you can't confirm it in the word of God. So the word of God is one of the greatest treasures that God gave mankind, so that we can use it to change our realities, and we can use it to change our mindset. So the moment your mindset changes, then definitely your reality will change. Yeah, what I mean, your reality will change. It means that what you would agree to be real will be, you know, will not be the things the world agrees as the real thing, and you will now be able to enforce your own realities over the realities of this world. So if doctor says that you can't be cured except you have to do some surgery or whatever, then you can say the word of God does not tell me that. So I believe the word of God. Then your faith will now enforce the reality in the realm of God over the reality in this world, and then suddenly you get healed, and then suddenly your life turn around, and then suddenly a man or a woman who was born into a poor family now begin to count millions of money. Why? Because you believed the reality in the reality in the invisible realms, the reality in the Word of God. You believe it and then you enforce it on this earth reality. And then your life changed. Because the reality you believed now appeared in your life. And the reality that has been now disappeared. Yeah, I believe you understand. So now let's look at another scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 7. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yeah, so as Christians, we walk by faith. Because the realities of our kingdom, the realities of our citizenship is not in this world. That is why we walk by faith and not by sight. So you are not to walk on earth, to live on earth, by believing what happens on earth, what appears to you. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. So you are supposed to live and walk this earth by what the eyes of your spirit sees. Yeah, which is the eyes of faith. Not by what these physical eyes see. You know, I know some Christians that devil knows how to destabilize their emotions. Devil knows how to frustrate their lives. Yeah, because devil knows that once he do certain things in their environment, once he allows certain things to happen to them, immediately they lose their peace, they lose their joy. And they get frustrated. Yeah, because devil knows that those Christians, they are walking by sight, not by faith. So devil might just touch some things in their lives. And then certain things are no longer moving forward. Certain things that were moving forward before are no longer moving forward. And because these Christians, they are walking by sight, they start getting discouraged. They start getting frustrated. Yeah, and some of them now stop going to church, stop praying, stop fasting. Yeah, because certain things in their lives are no longer going in the direction it used to go. If you are a Christian like that, you are a prey to the enemy. Yeah. If you so much follow the physical realities around you, yeah, and if they are not going well, then you believe they are, you just believe and agree that, they are not going well. That means I have failed. That means it is over. That means there is no hope. If you're like that, then there's no how you will overcome the enemy. Yeah, but God is looking for Christians that are not living by what they see here on earth. Christians that are not following after events that happen on earth, but Christians that are following after what they see in Him, what they see in the scripture and are enforcing that reality that is invisible. They are enforcing it upon this earthly reality. Those are the Christians that God is looking for. And those are the Christians that will always win and overcome. Yeah. So, don't allow your body and soul to deceive you. Yeah, that's what I mean by the deception of reality. Don't allow your body and soul to deceive you by making you believe that what you see in this world is the truth. It is not the truth. The only thing that is the truth is the word of God. And it is what you see in the realm of God. What your eyes of faith sees. In fact, some dreams are not real. Because it's not God that showed you the dream. Yeah, even though the dream contains information that are true, but in as much as it's not God that shows you that dream, or in as much as the dream does not agree with the will of God for your life, it is not real. Yeah, so don't be deceived by the realities that the enemy shows you. Yeah. Let me move to the second point. I will not talk much on the second point. I'll just say some few things, then we'll continue next week. Yeah, the second point is the fallen soul. The fallen soul made the spirit dead and inactive. The fallen soul made your spirit dead and inactive. Yeah, let's look at the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 to 7. Genesis chapter 3. Verse 6 to 7. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and also gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse 7, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. Yeah, now, from these verses, you can see that immediately the soul of man fell. Immediately man sinned, their spirit, the spirit of man died. Yeah. So if our souls had not fallen, our spirit wouldn't have died. Yeah, because everyone that is born into this world has fallen. Yeah, because Adam fell. So everyone that is born into this world has fallen. Yeah, but let's say we didn't fall in the Garden of Eden. Then our spirit would have been very much alive. Yeah, so it means we'll be more conscious of the spirit
than we are conscious of the body and of the flesh. Yeah. So Adam and Eve, they were more conscious of the spirit than the flesh. They were more conscious of the invisible than the visible. So our soul fell the moment they sinned in the Garden of Eden. And that is why we preach a gospel that we lift up your soul. So we preach and teach a soul-lifting gospel, a soul-saving gospel, so that your soul that has fallen from birth can now rise to heaven, can now rise to connect with God. Yeah, that is what the gospel of Christ came to do, or that is what Jesus came to do. Yeah, I'm going to round off with this. Yeah, you know, I told you about a woman who had served Satan for many years before she was delivered, and she now became a powerful evangelist. Yeah, one of the things that woman told us was that she said that she visited hellfire, and because she's working for Satan, so she said that hellfire does not, the fire in hell does not burn them because they have a coat in their body. Satan has coated their body. I don't know how to put it. Satan has coded their bodies such that they could enter into hell and come out, and they won't feel the heat of the fire because they were working for Satan. Yeah, but of course, the Bible told us that in the last days, that both hell and grave will be cast into the lake of fire. Yeah, so Satan can still manipulate the temperature in hell, but he cannot manipulate the temperature in the lake of fire. So in the last days, God will cast Satan, and at the end of days, on the judgment day, God will cast Satan and those that walk with him, and everyone that he sentenced to hell, God will cast every one of them into the lake of fire. Yeah, but some people that are working for Satan now, some of them can enter into hell and come out. Yeah, but they are already doomed for the lake of fire. And that is just by the way. Now, this is what she said. She said she used to go to hell a lot. Yeah, especially if she has received a mission from Satan to bring down the lives of some Christians. So maybe they're targeting a pastor that is standing in righteousness, that is living a holy life, and they want to bring that pastor down. So she said that they will be going to hell to check something. So now what they are going to hell to check is what I want to show you now. I want to explain to you now. Now she said that everyone that is born into this world, their names are written in hell. Yeah, that everyone that is born into this world, that no matter what they call you, even if your parents gave you biblical names, like maybe the Stephen or David or Joseph or Abraham, he said that name will appear in hell immediately. Everyone that is born into this world, their names appears in hell immediately. Why? Because our souls are fallen from the Garden of Eden. So now she said what makes the difference is that when people give their lives to Christ, that immediately they surrender their life to Christ and they remain in Christ, they remain in righteousness, in purity, in holiness, is that there's a blood that the blood of Jesus will cover their names in hell. Yeah. That any Christian whose name is covered with the blood of Jesus in hell, it means they can't touch that Christian. And whatever attack they send on that Christian, especially if the Christian is prayerful, that attack will not succeed. Yeah. So she said she kept going to hell to check for the name of the person. The person that Satan sent her to go and bring down. Yeah. So she said she will go back to hell, check the name to see if there's still blood there or not. So she said, immediately a Christian fall into sin, that the blood will disappear. Yeah, yeah. So, and she said that is the best time for her to attack that Christian. So that is why she always go to hell to check if there is still blood on the names of the Christians that, you know, that she's been sent to attack. Yeah. Then there is more to this story, but the point is that eventually she was able to see the name of that person not covered with the blood of Jesus, because that person told a lie in this earth. The person told a lie, so immediately she realized the person told a lie. She went to hell to check. And she saw that the blood had disappeared. Then she was returning back to strike the person. Another story, which I'm not going into that. So, the reason why I'm sharing this is to show you that everyone born into this world are going to hell, except. And everyone who is saved and yet fell back into sin and did not repent and return to Jesus. Yeah. So I'm going to stop here. We'll continue next week by God's. If you have questions, you can put your questions on our Telegram group. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your suffering, for showing us how to think, how to live, and how to see things in this world. That the realities in your kingdom are the real and the true realities. Oh Lord, I ask that to live by faith in your word, by faith in your realities. In Jesus' name. I pray for you that whatsoever deception that is going on in your life at this time, that you have embraced as the real thing. I pray for you that the Lord will, you will no longer be deceived in the name of Jesus. Even the sickness in your body, the weakness in your body that you are considering to be real, whereas the word of God already condemned them, I pray that the Lord will help you see that is in the word of God in all situations you find yourself, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Goodbye.